This is more detail on the ST2 interleukin 33 pathway. As I said before, interleukin 33 is part of the cytokine 1 superfamily. It's constitutively released by fibroblasts, airway epithelial cells, and endothelium. When it's activated, it has receptors, the ST2 receptors, on multiple cell lines, the leukocyte, the macrophage, the mast cells, and lymphocytes overall. When it binds to this ST2 receptor, it can generate the formation of NF-kappa-B as well as MAP kinase that can induce an inflammatory response that, depending on the cell line that's stimulated, can either be a type 1 response or a type 2 response that can lead to the pathophysiology of COPD, like I said before, of either airway smooth muscle contraction and hyperresponsiveness, goblet cell hyperplasia and increased mucus production, or fibroblast activation. But there's three other aspects of this scheme that makes it like beautiful and very complex. You can see here that with the presence of cigarette smoke, it can shift the ST2 receptor expression and primarily support a type 1 phenotype or non-type 2 phenotype of airway inflammation. The second thing is the soluble ST2 can have a feedback mechanism and regulation on the development of interleukin 33. And finally, the full-length interleukin 33 can undergo protease processing from activated neutrophils that can cleave the full form of interleukin 33 into shortened isoforms, and they can have pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory effects. So the human body is marvelous in terms of things it can do to either defend us against an injurious agent, but also can somehow go disarray and provides targets for us for potential treatment.